This is Sounds of Science. For Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News, I'm Jeff Bogoliskis. Maybe high blood pressure isn't always a bad thing. At least that's what scientists at the University of California, Irvine think when it comes to protecting the elderly from dementia.
Our research is actually part of the 90-plus study, which is a study of aging and dementia in people 90 and older. And as part of that study, what we did was we actually looked at the people that made it into their 90s without dementia.
Dr. Maria Corrada, lead investigator on the current study that was just published in Alzheimer's and Dementia, and professor of neurology and epidemiology at UC Irvine.
We started with people that did not have dementia. And then we followed them over time and try to figure out what factors were related or not related to developing dementia.
The current scientific consensus is that hypertension and other cardiovascular risk factors are generally thought to increase dementia risk.
Here in particular, we were interested in hypertension. Hypertension is something that a lot of people have been looking into in relation to dementia. There's a lot of literature already out there that relate midlife hypertension to a higher risk of dementia. So we wanted to see what happens in late life. People later in life that have hypertension, do they have the same higher risk of dementia?
Dr. Corrada and her colleagues followed close to 600 people for an average of 2.8 years in order to investigate the relationship between dementia, age of hypertension onset, and blood pressure measurements in a subset of the elderly population that were 90 or older, often referred to as the oldest old.
What we found was that people who developed hypertension, who were first diagnosed with hypertension in their 80s or 90s, actually had a lower risk of dementia compared with people that never developed hypertension. So that was something that was a little surprising to us, that it was actually related to a lower risk of dementia rather than a higher risk of dementia.
Specifically, the researchers discovered that participants who reported hypertension onset between ages to 89 were 42% less likely to develop dementia after the age of 90. Even more surprisingly, participants whose hypertension began at age 90 or older were found to be at an even lower risk at 63%. While the investigators don't yet have a specific mechanism to fully explain their findings, there are no shortage of potential hypotheses that Dr. Corrada and her colleagues are looking forward to explore in the near future.
One of the hypotheses that we have is basically that with age, the blood vessels of people get stiffer. And then maybe a higher blood pressure may be necessary to pump enough blood to the brain so they can receive enough oxygen. So that's one of the mechanisms that we're hypothesizing. And we did not directly study that in this particular work, but that's something that we want to then continue to study later on.
One thing that is clear from this study is that for precision medicine initiatives to truly work, we will probably need to shatter some conventional wisdom and look much more closely at how the body changes at various ages. Thanks for tuning in. For Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News' Sound of Science, I'm Jeff Bogoliskis.